Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australia. Practitioners express their appreciation to revered Master Li as the Chinese New Year approaches. Gothenburg, Sweden. Western practitioners wish Master Li Happy New Year. France. Gathering at the Eiffel Tower to wish Master Li Hengshi a Happy New Year. Malaysia. Divine Land Marching Band welcomes the coming of the Chinese New Year. Good fortune brought by 12 yuan. And citizens in Beijing, Tianjin, sign in support of prosecuting Jiang Zemin. Now for the stories.
Australia. Practitioners express their appreciation to Master Li as the Chinese New Year approaches. To celebrate the Chinese New Year, February 8th, several Australian Falun Dafa practitioners express their appreciation to Master Li for the many benefits they have derived from the practice. Practitioner Irene appreciates Master Li. Master Li, Happy New Year. My name is Irene. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 2006. When I was young, I felt that life must have some deeper meaning, so I sought it out in every way I could. I grew up in Australia. I returned to my parents' home country, Greece. When I was in my 20s, for family reasons, I hoped to find my roots there. Several months later, I left Greece with disappointment and a miserable feeling. I was depressed and took drugs to isolate myself from the world. I then looked for meaning in life through love. As a result, I felt more lonely and became depressed. I was in despair and cried without reason. My life remained dark after passing through those rough times for over 20 years. I returned to Australia in 2005, now in my 40s. One day, someone delivered a flyer about Falun Dafa to my door. I read it and started to learn more about the practice. Dafa helped me answer all of my questions about life. I started to have a healthy life and stable job, as well as a harmonious marriage. My spirit was refreshed. All these changes were because of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. At the coming of Chinese New Year, I wish to tell Master Li that I will study the Fa more diligently, improve myself at a fundamental level, and work hard to share the wonders of Falun Dafa with more people. Marka expresses his appreciation to Master Li. I am Marka. I started practicing Falun Dafa 9 years ago with the help of my two brothers who are practitioners. Initially, I hoped to have a better health through the practice. Later, I thought more about the meaning of life. I had an innate yearning to improve myself and to become a better person, but I did not know how to do so. My efforts and diligent work brought me wealth, fame, and a satisfactory life. But I was ill and the doctors could not cure me. My brothers introduced Falun Dafa to me. After practicing it, my symptoms disappeared. More importantly, I found a way to become a truly good person. I wish to take this opportunity to express my appreciation to Master Li for purifying my body and heart and teaching me the meaning of life. I appreciate Master Li for teaching what genuine cultivation practice is and for safeguarding me. I won't let go of this precious opportunity to practice Falun Dafa. I vow to validate Dafa from every aspect of my life. Help the world's people to learn about the grace of Dafa and save them. Michelle wishes Master Li Happy Chinese New Year. I sincerely wish Master Li a Happy New Year. My name is Michelle. I have been looking for the meaning of life for a long time. I read Master Li's On Buddha Fa 3 years ago. I immediately felt that my questions were answered. I found even more answers while reading the book Duan Falun. Master, I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to practice Dafa. Compared to 3 years ago, I now enjoy a new life. I used to be selfish, had little tolerance, and lost my temper with my children. I had negative thoughts about my husband, too. My relations with them were rough. After practicing Falun Dafa, all this changed. My daughter started to help me do some Dafa projects. I have grown to understand that as a Dafa practitioner, I need to let go of every attachment. My technical capabilities in work and life should be used to validate Dafa. I felt Master Li help me move forward and improve. Master Li, I know I have a long way to go. I appreciate Master's compassionate help and looking over me. I will do well in studying the Fa, sending righteous thoughts, and helping others learn the truth.
Gothenburg, Sweden, Western practitioners wish Master Li Happy New Year. Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Falun Dafa, traveled to Gothenburg, Sweden in 1995 and gave lectures on the Fa. Many people in Sweden have since taken up the practice and have benefited spiritually, physically, and mentally. As the 2016 Chinese New Year approaches, Swedish practitioners have taken the opportunity to express their gratitude to Master Li. Learning to be a better person. My name is Thomas, and I live in a town near Gothenburg, the second largest city in Sweden. Ever since 1998, when I was 14, the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, have been guiding me, teaching me to be a better person and improving my health. I now feel that every day is productive and joyful. The suppression of Falun Dafa in China has lasted almost 17 years. I want to do more to expose the atrocities of the Chinese Communist Party to the world and to the people in China. I also hope that the persecution can end soon and that Master Li can return to China and see practitioners in public. I also wish that Master can come to Gothenburg again. Master, Happy New Year. The True Meaning of Life. My name is Brett, and I began to cultivate Falun Dafa in 1995. Before that, I had been searching for my true home and the true meaning of life. That search ended when I found the answers in Falun Dafa, the best thing that ever happened in my life. Thank you, Master. I am Peter, and I also became a Falun Dafa practitioner in 1995. I am grateful, as Falun Dafa helped me understand the important questions that we all have in life. I sincerely wish Master Li a Happy New Year. Everlasting Compassion. I am Perjo from northern Finland. My family moved to Sweden when I was 9. I was very fortunate to attend the lecture given by Master Li in Gothenburg in 1995. It was Easter, and I will never forget Master's compassion and patience. Starting from that time, Falun Dafa has been guiding my life. My happiness comes from the bottom of my heart because Falun Dafa taught me the purpose of life and awakened me. Through these years, Master also compassionately helped us overcome lots of difficulty in our cultivation journeys, and I now understand the deeper meaning of what it means to be a Dafa practitioner. For the remaining time we have, I will work hard to let go of human notions, help more people understand Falun Dafa, and fulfill my prehistoric vows. Learning Falun Dafa at 80 marks a new beginning in life. My name is Ronald Franklin, and I live in Gothenburg. I heard about Falun Dafa in the summer of 2014, right after turning 80 years old. Since then, I have been attending Falun Dafa exercises and Fa study. Both my body and my mind have greatly improved. I am very thankful to Master for introducing Falun Dafa. It is a blessing for us, for society, and mankind in general. My gratitude is beyond what I can express in words. Master, Happy New Year.
France, gathering at the Eiffel Tower to wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. Falun Dafa practitioners in France assembled in front of the Eiffel Tower on the weekend before the Chinese New Year to send holiday greetings to the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi. They wished to express appreciation for his sharing this ancient cultivation practice with the world. Practicing Falun Dafa has changed my life and my view of the world, said Helene, a French woman who started practicing Falun Dafa in 1999. I've become more optimistic, she said. When encountering difficulties, I have confidence that I can overcome, because the principles that I follow in daily life, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, give me strength. I know as long as I follow the principles, I can conquer all difficulties. Helene continued, we are assembled here and wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. This is our way to express our appreciation. I wish to thank Master Li Hongzhi and Falun Dafa for renewing my life. Isabel from Marseille said she had received a Falun Dafa flyer a long time ago, but back then she just casually put it away and didn't give it another thought until 2009. One day she suddenly recalled the flyer and went to find it. From the flyer she found the Falun Dafa website. She downloaded the main book, Juan Falun, and finished reading it in 3 days. She said, "I believe in everything Master Li said in this book. This is what I had always been looking for." Isabel said that practicing Falun Dafa healed her knee problem and helped her become a happy, efficient, and confident person. Ms. Gao, a Chinese practitioner at the event, said, "We take photos and send the New Year greeting to Master Li every year in front of the Eiffel Tower. I am grateful that Master Li taught us the great law. I found the answers to many questions deep in my heart. Words cannot express my gratitude to Master Li."
Malaysia, Divine Land Marching Band welcomes the coming of the Chinese New Year. The Divine Land Marching Band in Malaysia performed in a well-known tourist destination, the historical city of Malacca, on January 30, 2016, to welcome the coming of the Chinese New Year. The band, consisting of Falun Gong practitioners, performed from a double-deck bus on main streets and at scenic sites. They brought the jubilant atmosphere and the grace of Falun Dafa to local people and tourists. Both sides of the double-deck bus displayed large banners reading, "Falun Dafa is good." The bus proceeded from the Malacca Central Terminal along the route to scenic sites. The band performance was welcomed wherever it was heard. Member of Military Marching Band, the performance is at an international level. Maud Kiari, a member of a military marching band in Malaysia, watched the Divine Land Marching Band performance at Jonker Walk, the band's last stop. He said he played several musical instruments and said excitedly, "The band performance is at an international level. As a member of a military marching band, I know band performance as well. I am interested in music." Besides Jonker Walk, the band also performed at other scenic sites, including the Statuis, Menara, Taming Sari, and others. Jiang Zemin must be brought to justice. Kasim is a retired businessman who came to Malacca with his family to tour the area. They watched the band performance and liked the music. A practitioner talked with them about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and the Chinese Communist Party's live organ harvesting from practitioners. Kasim said in grief, "Too cruel. Such brutal acts are not acceptable. We are not animals, but humans." Over 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners and their family members have filed criminal complaints with China's Supreme Procuratorate and Supreme Court against Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP. Jiang abused his power in initiating and continuing the persecution of Falun Gong. In Asia, over 1.2 million people have signed petitions in support of lawsuits against Jiang. Kasim said, "We need to do this and should support it. Justice will prevail."
Good fortune bought by 12 yuan. My husband and I work in Sanhe City, Hebei Province. In September 1999, we spent 12 yuan, $1.50 USD at the time, to buy a copy of the book Juan Falun. Since then, our lives have completely changed. My family faces disaster. On December 2, 1998, my husband had a severe stroke, which turned him into a vegetable. He could not chew or swallow. I had to feed him with liquid food. He couldn't go to the bathroom, and I had to watch him at all hours, day and night. The whole situation left me extremely stressed, and I developed edema and gastritis. My two children attended school, so nobody could help me during the day. I was on the brink of collapse. My husband and I are blue-collar workers. Our combined monthly income was about 700 yuan. After my husband's stroke, he could no longer work, and we were really tight on money. He had to take many kinds of medications. Every 4 days, he went through one box of pills, which cost 125 yuan, one-third of his monthly salary. We also had to pay for the schooling of our two children. A reversal in fortune. When I was so depressed, a friend of mine told me, "I'm worried about you guys. Nobody can help you now. There is only one hope. Practice Falun Gong. It will change your life. Just read the book Juan Falun as much as you can every day. Also, read it to your husband. Your situation will improve." I followed her suggestion and spent 12 yuan on a copy of Juan Falun. I read the book to my husband whenever I had time to spare. miracles began to happen. Since my husband was basically a vegetable, he couldn't move at all. However, one day he was able to cry. Then he was able to move his fingers, then his arms, and then his legs. 20 days later, he was fully conscious and able to talk, sit up, and even walk around slowly. Witnessing this miracle, my children also started reading the book. Laughter returned to our family. The friend who introduced Falun Gong to me came to see me and asked about my diseases. I didn't realize that my edema and gastritis had disappeared until she asked. Our lives had been renewed by Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong and the author of Zhuan Falun. I cannot betray my conscience. After the persecution began in 1999, TV stations kept broadcasting lies about Falun Gong. I said to my husband, "Falun Gong saved our whole family. I have to go to Beijing and tell the government and the public that Falun Gong is good." He supported my idea. Before I left, I told my daughter, "Don't be sad if I am arrested. Take care of your father. I cannot betray my heart. Falun Gong saved us. I need to speak up for Master Li and Falun Gong. I want the whole world to hear my voice. Falun Gong is good, and I restore the reputation of Master Li." I got on a train to Beijing on December 12, 1999. However, I was stopped by the police when the train passed by Qichihar City. I knew that it would be impossible for me to go to Beijing this time. I told the police officers how we spent more than 10,000 yuan to take care of my husband when he had the stroke, but he remained a vegetable. Yet a 12 yuan book renewed his life. I asked them, "Isn't it a miracle? Shouldn't I go to Beijing to speak up for Falun Gong? How can you stop me from being a good person?" They eventually took me on a train back to my hometown and jailed me in a local detention center. I was detained there for 109 days and released in April 2000.
Citizens in Beijing and Tianjin sign in support of prosecuting Jiang Zemin. Beijing and Tianjin, its adjacent provincial-level city, play important roles in China. One is the nation's capital, and the other fostered the early suppression of Falun Gong by the communist regime. After an article defaming Falun Gong was published and practitioners went to Tianjin Education Institute to clarify any misunderstandings that may have led to its publication, Tianjin police arrested them on April 24, 1999, claiming that an order had been received from Beijing to do so. The incident led to a larger-scale peaceful appeal in Beijing the next day, followed in July by a nationwide policy of persecution ordered by then-Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. Since May 2015, more than 200,000 criminal complaints have been filed against Jiang for directing the violent suppression of Falun Gong. Citizens from all walks of life in Beijing and Tianjin are also taking part. Practitioners collected signatures in Beijing and Tianjin calling on China's highest judicial level to prosecute Jiang Zemin. One man in his 80s was glad to sign the petition. "Society is a mess now. Corruption, pollution, and moral degradation. It was all caused by Jiang Zemin. By suppressing innocent Falun Gong practitioners, he has led society in the wrong direction." The man said that this could result in a dire future for China. He said, "I am more than happy to sign petitions helping to correct this." Benefits of Falun Gong. Mr. Jing, in his 50s, lives in the suburbs of Beijing. He said he had learned from his family members, neighbors, and friends about Falun Gong's extraordinary spiritual and physical benefits. "My wife used to have many illnesses, and she recovered soon after practicing Falun Gong. I support you because I know Jiang is wrong," he said. One small business owner said he was impressed by a practitioner's honesty and good health, too. Both of them are priceless. He said Jiang should have been brought to justice a long time ago. A retired legal professional said he was aware of how Jiang has systematically mistreated people with violence and lies, especially on the Falun Gong issue. He said, "I'm glad to sign a petition like this because suing Jiang is something I had been thinking about for many years, and finally it is coming to pass." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.